The book of Psalm, number 32, Psalm 32, and I'm going to read a few more verses than I normally would my opening passage, but it just seemed like it was hard to know exactly where to break in. I really want to read more verses to try to help you and us to try to grasp the cry or the bemoaning, the attitude of the one that's writing as he longs for something to take care of his sins. So just try to pick up on that as we read through it. Verse number one, let's read it together. Psalm 32 and verse number one. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer, Selah. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin, Selah. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance, Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Praise God. May the Lord bless His word. You may be seated. Amen. I spoke briefly Sunday night. Some of you that were here may remember about our first family, Adam and Eve. Probably everyone in this congregation is familiar with Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3. On up through chapter 4, 5, chapter 6, we already have the history of the flood and what God had to do and what He did do to preserve Noah and his family. But it's so hard for us to understand the cause or the chasm or the divide, if you will, that compelled God to go to such extremes to get us where we are today. Adam and Eve, it seemed as though everything was going fine. Seemed like they were in a perfect place. And everything was just serene and peaceable. And all of a sudden, there's a little word known, just only three little letters. Sin. Amen. Sin came into the world. And with it came also sickness, disease, heartache of everything that you can imagine, and even death. All of those things came in to the world on the back of sin. Amen. You know, it seems sometimes so small and almost innocent, such a small little word that seems to almost hide from us at times. And we look at all the evil and all the tragedy and all the human suffering and all the wars and all the tragedies that's happened to people that you know. And we only know such a small, minute part of the history of this world because we only can live in the life that we're in now and only see things through the prism of where we are now. But in the history of mankind, death and heartache and famine and floods and fires and all kinds of human tragedies of loss of life and murder and death and anything that you can imagine that's horrible. We think about, sometimes in big terms, we think about the Holocaust and 6 million Jews losing their life in a matter of just a short years in that period of time. Things that happened in Red China and all kinds of things that happened in Russia during the times of uprisings, and millions of people would die. And you would say, preacher, you don't expect me to believe that all that was caused by sin? It all rode in to the Garden of Eden on the back of sin. And oh, help us, oh God. I know sometimes we look at the first family and sometimes I'm reading through that part again right now, just started back through the book of Genesis, and you shake your head and think, why weren't you satisfied with all that you had? Why weren't you satisfied with this wonderful place you had to live? Why did you ever have to take a chance and experiment with sin? Don't be too hard on Eve. If she hadn't, if you probably would. Or I probably would have. And then everyone from there on in history would be looking back at us. Saying, why? Amen. Oh, help us, Jesus, today. Amen. So now we have a problem. It's called sin. Amen. Unfortunately, sin has to be dealt with. Praise God. Fortunately, there is a remedy. Amen. Give me those other verses there again. Verses 1 and 2. Amen. Blessed here. Please, I'm taking a little time here trying to draw you the picture. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. Amen. Oh, somebody ought to say thank you, Jesus, whose sin is covered. Amen. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. David said in Psalm 32, amen, I acknowledge my sin. What do you want me to do about it, God? I acknowledge my sin unto thee. And mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgression unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Amen. But there's something here that's still agonizing my conscience. There's something here still working on me. Amen. There is something here that makes me knowledgeable and makes me aware of my sin. And I don't know what to do about it. Amen. I've got the answer for you this morning. There is a remedy for sin. Oh, hallelujah. Unfortunately, sin has to be dealt with. Amen. But fortunately for me and you, there is a remedy. Hallelujah. And his name is Jesus Christ. It is the blood of Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, that can cleanse us from all sin. Can you say amen? Praise God. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, do you hear? Could you hear that with me? Amen. As we read down through those 11 verses, amen, there's sin. There's a sinner. There's something aggravating him. There's something tormenting him. There's something dogging him. Amen. I acknowledge it. I need forgiveness. Amen. I know blessed is the man whose transgression is forgiven and covered, but seems like I haven't found it, and I don't know how to get rid of my sin. Amen. I want to tell you before I get through today how you can get free and loose from your sin. Amen. And it's all through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. I know for some of you this seems so elementary. You know that maybe you may be astonished at why are we going back over this again. But I want to tell you, church, there is power in this message of Jesus Christ. Amen. For us who live on this side of the cross, we are astonished and amazed at the level of guilt that had to be endured by our Old Testament counterparts. The Old Testament saints simply, amen, because they had, amen, hear me now, they had no remedy for sin. There was no such thing, Brother Arnold, as remission of sins. Really, there was no such thing as forgiveness of sins. Amen. It was only to be remembered against them over and over and over and over, year after year, as they would go through that ceremonial law. Amen. And all it was something that was pointing them a type and a shadow toward the cross. Amen. But it did not bring a peace to their conscience. It did not take away the guilt and remorse that was on them. As a matter of fact, every year when they came to do the yearly sacrifice, amen, not only was it for the sins of that year, but they were reminded again, amen, they only stacked up this year sins on top of all the others they had already done. And now there's only more guilt for my transgression. And I'm trying to get you the picture of those that are still without grace and those that still live outside. Amen. You wonder why people do the things they do. You wonder why they're driven to suicide. You wonder why they're driven, amen, to things that they would not normally do. It's because of the guilt and the pain of sin that is on their life. Oh my God, if they only knew that Jesus Christ is the remedy for their sin, and if we could get them to turn to Him with all of their heart, He is faithful and just to forgive them of their sin, and you don't have to struggle through your life with all of that guilt and all of that shame. Amen. Let me say something to you right now. And I know Brother Carlton's already touched on this. Amen. But if we are not careful, amen, even in the conservative holiness denomination or movement or loose-knit fellowship, whatever we are, if we are not careful, sometimes in our own lives, we trying to adhere to the commandments. If we're not careful, we can be judgmental and put something over on somebody, amen, that God is working in their life and trying to show them His love and grace, amen, and try to bring that guilt and that shame back on them until they feel like they have nowhere to go, and we don't give them a road back, and we don't show them how to get in forgiveness, amen. But I want to tell everybody here, if you are living in grace, you are standing in forgiveness. And if you've been forgiven, then we also ought to live with forgiveness. Amen. That's, and I didn't think about getting off on this. Brother Dickey already spoke to that matter. That was the problem with those that lived in that mentality of the other side of the cross. Amen. And Christ came not to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. And all of a sudden, these Gentiles was walking in all this liberty and all these things that people have been raised up around them that was always thought and been told was sin. And now they have liberty. And you're right, brother. He said, there's no law, but all things are not expedient. Amen. Hear me now. Just because you don't live under the law, the mouths of two or three witnesses, somebody's going to stone you, does not give you a license to sin. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. After we've come to the knowledge of the truth, amen, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. Come on now. I don't want to have to go over everything again to try to get you to understand that I don't believe in sinning every day, and you can't help but you can't keep from sinning. I'm not preaching that doctrine. Amen. No. But every one of us are standing in forgiveness. And that was the problem. Those that were walking in liberty and freedom and grace, somebody was coming back in and trying to put the guilt back on them from the other side of the cross. You can't live with guilt. You can't live with pressure. It will cause you to do things that you wouldn't do if you're standing in the freedom and the liberty of Christ. Amen. Oh, I hope I'm helping somebody here today. Amen. Their institution was not a remedy. Hear me. It was not a remedy. It was only a remembrance. Amen. It was not a remedy. It was a remembrance of sin past. Amen. We detect the agony of the sinner from the words. Pray the Lord to help me. I need to bring you out of this a little bit, but I'm still, maybe for some of us that have been saved a long time, maybe we need to make this circle again and come back and remember how it was before we found the Lord. Amen. It might give you a little more compassion for your friends and neighbors that are still abiding in their sin. Amen. Sometimes we live in grace so long that we forget that guilty conscience and that heaviness that we had. Amen. Maybe I could just kind of bring you back and remind you. Amen. Listen to what the sinner says. Amen. This is David again. Amen. After his sin of infidelity and adultery, he said, "Have mercy on me." Amen. Nathan the prophet has come in and painted him a word picture and exposed him and his sin. Amen. But you know what? We can learn lessons from David. Amen. Even though he sinned horribly, even though he made terrible mistakes, bless God, when he sinned, he owned his sin. Amen. And he confessed his sin. And he said, "I will." Amen. He didn't try to put it on anybody else. He didn't try any longer when it was exposed to sweep it under the rug. He said, "It's me, Nathan. Amen. I'm sorry. I'm sorry." Amen. And God almost immediately forgave him of that. I wish somebody worshiped God with me this morning. We have a God that is full of compassion. We have a God that is full of love. And he is willing and ready to forgive us of our sins. Amen. Have mercy on me, O God, he prays. Amen. This is his prayer of repentance. According to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Amen. Here he is again, almost the same words of chapter 32. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. I sure don't need the saints reminding me of my sin. I still don't need anybody else bringing it up. That's all I think about when I go to bed and when I wake up in the morning, and all day long I'm reminded of my sin. My sin is ever before me. Oh, listen as he cries for help. Amen. Oh, amen. Acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desire truth on the inward parts. In the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me. Here, Hear this, the cry from the sinner. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins. He still bemoaning his sin, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Oh, I love this. Cast me not away. Cast me, Lord. Whatever you do, God, don't throw me out. Whatever you do, don't put me out of your sight. Whatever you do, don't throw me out. Cast me not away from thy presence. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. And uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen. I wish I had a rejoicing church right now. Amen. Why don't we just take a few moments here? Amen. And praise God. If you're standing in forgiveness, if you've been forgiven of your sin, amen, you ought to rejoice in your heart. Thank God my sin is covered. Thank God I live on this side of the cross. Thank God I've had that spirit renewed and restored in me. Thank God I'm free from blood guiltiness. Thank God I'm restored. Thank God I'm not cast out of His presence. Thank God I'm still saved. Amen. One more time, give Him praise. Amen. Raise your hands all over this house. Amen. Thank God for forgiveness. Amen. Thank God David found it. Thank God I found it. Thank God you found it. And thank God we're standing in forgiveness. Hallelujah. God, help me to move along a little faster here, Lord. Please help me. I'm spending more time here than what I thought I would. Maybe you've already got it. Maybe you've already grasped the feeling of the writer. For I acknowledge my transgressions. My sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and clear when thou judgest. Here's the part that's sad. Man, this is the Old Testament sinner on the other side of the cross. Purge me with hyssop. Oh, and I want to say, poor David, is hyssop all you're going to get for your sin? Oh God, I wish I could get this across right now. Amen. For us that live on this side of the blood of Jesus, amen, and we look at them on the other side of the cross, amen, hyssop was used in purification in the ceremonial rituals, and David says, as far as I know, hyssop is the most purest cleaning agent that I know of. So I'm crying out to God, would you purge me with hyssop? Amen. If Dawn dishwashing soap would do better, I'd ask for that. If Lysol would do better, I'd ask for that. If there's anything that would wash me any cleaner, amen, I would ask for that. Hallelujah, amen. But I'm sorry for David, because he was living on the other side of the cross. Hallelujah. But thank God, church, we have the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, and it's greater than hyssop. It'll clean you. It'll wash you. Matter of fact, it will change you. It will conform you from the person you are to the one that God wants you to be. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. I keep getting ahead of myself. David's crying for hyssop. Amen. I need that cleaning agent. I need what's used in the ceremonial purification. But thank God we have something that is better. Something that is purer. Something that is stronger. Amen. That will wash away your sins. Hallelujah. He cries for hyssop. Amen. Bad news, David. Hyssop ain't going to take away the guilt off of your conscience. Amen. Oh, Oh, holy, holy, holy. Amen. Amen. Herein lies the promise concerning the sin problem. If we preach, amen, hallelujah, and the sinner confesses and repents, amen, thank God, sin is gone. Amen. Oh, my friend, it's called the blood. I have good news. It's called the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We're going into Passion Week. I'm telling you, that week of Passion, there was blood at the whipping post. There was blood on the crown of thorns. There was blood on the Dolorosa, on that road leading to Calvary. There was blood on the cross. There was blood on the ground. Amen. But the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, is the only cleaning and purifying agent that the world has ever known. Amen. And it is the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. There's nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. Acts chapter 13, 36. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep and was laid into his fathers and saw corruption. He did see corruption. Hyssop didn't fix it for him. Hyssop didn't change everything for him. He fell asleep. Laid in his fathers, saw corruption. Oh, woo! But he whom God raised again saw no corruption. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believe are justified from all things which he could not be justified by the law of Moses. Oh, glory, glory, glory. I can't hardly help it. I'm wanting to preach and I'm wanting to rejoice. And I'm wanting you to rejoice about what God done for all of us on the cross. Amen. And through this man, Jesus is preached. Amen. Not just the cleaning, not just the washing. Amen. Not just forgiveness necessarily. But through this man, Jesus, amen, is preached unto you. Amen. The forgiveness of sins. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. God has a way of taking it out. God has a way of expunging the record. God has a way of transforming lives. And it's all done through the miraculous power of the blood of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen. Here is the promise for the sin problem. Amen. Let me tell you, that is the problem. See that little word in the middle? Come on now, you're awful quiet right now. No, 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 it's my husband, it's my wife, it's my job. It's the church. It's the country, it's the president. It's the do-nothing Congress. It's the Republicans, it's the Democrats. It's race in this country, that's the problem. Huh? Sin is the problem. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And Jesus is the solution. Woo! I said sin is the problem. But Jesus Oh, for every problem, there has to be a solution. Jesus is the solution. Amen. Woo, thank you, Lord. Amen. We preach through this man. Through this man, Jesus is preached. Amen. There is power in preaching. I hope somebody's hearing me today. We preach Jesus. Amen. And then the sinner believes what we preach. Hallelujah. I'm telling you how to get saved. Amen. Believes, confesses, repents. Boom. Just like that, sin is gone. Oh man, somebody ought to rejoice right now. Would you just rejoice with me a little? Oh man, that preacher, there ain't no way my big problems can be that easily solved. No way, no way, no way. Hey man, sin's the problem, and Jesus is the solution. Hallelujah. Hey man, through this man, is preached the forgiveness of sins. And if you will believe on him, and believe on his sacrifice on the cross, amen, you shall be forgiven of your sins. Amen, amen. Somebody get ready to get me a song. We're just about done. I got one little illustration here and we're going to close. Amen, it's a biblical illustration. Amen, about Acts chapter 16. The apostles were preaching Jesus. Amen, they got over there and got in trouble. Amen, as far as the world would look at it, they loosed a little girl that was bound by demonic spirit. Amen. And when her master saw that their game was gone because she had made them a lot of money with her divination and soothsaying and fortune telling and whatever all else she was doing, amen. I don't know what they was giving her, but they were getting rich. Amen. And the apostle realized that little girl needed to be delivered, and he turned around and cast that spirit out of her, and thank God she was free from sin. Amen. You'd think everybody would be happy. You'd think everybody would be rejoicing, but those that lost their big checks was not happy about it, and they lied about the apostles, and they stirred the city against them, and the next thing we know, Paul and Silas are being beaten with stripes, and then taken down to the jailhouse. Amen. And said, make sure they don't get out. And the jailer, receiving such a charge, put their hands. Amen. Are y'all hearing me now? Their hands and their feet fast in the stocks. Hallelujah. I could preach right now. Amen. But it didn't stop the men of God. It didn't stop the ones that have been washed in the blood of Jesus. At midnight, they prayed. Amen. Not only did they pray, but they sang praises. And the prisoners heard them. Oh, man, I tell you what, if people can sing and shout in a jailhouse, I wonder sometimes, amen, why in a holiness church where we believe in demonstration, why we can't get a little bit more excited about where we are and what we have. Hallelujah. Oh, sometimes it's hard to move, folks. They prayed and sang praises. I know the apostle said in one place, sing and make a melody in your heart to the Lord. I understand. There's time, place for that. You know, but when you're in church, I think the folks around you ought to hear you praying, singing praises. The prisoners heard them. Great earthquake. In the middle of the night. At midnight, every man's bands were loosed. Woo! I still hadn't got the frown off of some of you's faces yet. I said every man's bands were loosed. Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. Wonderful, wonderful. Praise God. Boy, my feet and hands, I'm assuming Paul and Silas, hands and feet's out of the stocks too. They're every man's bands are loosed. Man. prisoner thought he had it all shut down for the night. Everybody's all tied up. Hands and feet in the stocks. I think I can go over here in my house. I'm the warden around here and get a little sleep. But he was awakened out of his sleep. Amen. First things to come to his eyes, Brother Keith, was all of his prisoners. He's responsible to Rome for every one of them. Come on now. And every one of them's loosed. And I know what Romans do to Roman jailers if they let their prisoner go. It's a life for life. Man, my life is over. Get me my sword. Probably hanging on it. He was fixing to do it. But it just so happened the man of God saw him and said, do yourself no harm. We're all here. Man, ain't nobody going to leave a revival like this. Ain't nobody running off right now. We're all here, right here. We're all here, right here. They're all here. Hey, man, I'm done. I need singers. Somebody get me something. I'm through. We're all here. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It's dark. Earth's been shaken. All the prisoners are loose. Hey, anybody got a light? I got a man of God here that says, stop, stop, stop. Amen. They brought a light. Brought it in before that jailer. Amen. He said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Oh, I can't stand another night like this. Getting woke up in the middle of the night. Man, I tell you what. I just stepped in the restroom. Matter of fact, washed my hands, just fixing to come out. When that 5-2 on the Richter hit down there about Muskogee or Prague and Brother Aaron Brock's church. That 8-foot wall from here to here looked like it come in about 6 or 8 inches. I mean, it was violent. Just boom. That place shook. I began to hear children scream all over the place. I mean, I really thought by the way they'd scream that something had surely fallen down on them. I was just standing there out, not touching anything and just feeling like that ground underneath me was, I mean, I was trying to keep my balance, keep from falling. Come on now. How do you like to wake up like that in the middle of the night? Amen. He said, we're all here. We're all here. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Oh, my goodness. Man, if we could get people to ask that question right there. What must I do to be saved? And they said, believe. Church, come on. Why don't y'all help me just a little bit? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart. Amen. Amen. And thou shalt be saved. My God, if we could get people to realize what a powerful message we have and what we could do for this world. If we could convince people that Jesus Christ is the remedy for the sin problem. Amen. Hold the music just for a moment. Amen. I want y'all to help me just a minute. Y'all aren't participating too much. Amen. Really, some of you looking like you'd rather be somewhere else. So let me get you to help me just a little bit. Amen. I want you to sing back to me. You know it. What can wash away my sin? Come on, give me a little more zest. What can make me whole again? you done a little better that time. For my pardon, this I see. For my cleansing, this my plea. I don't want any music just yet. Oh, come on, come on, church. Put a little more into it. Nothing can for sin atone. Not of good that I have done. This is all my righteousness. Oh man, come on, church, get on your feet here. Now by this I'll overcome. Now by this I'll reach my home. Put your voice into it now. Glory, glory. I sing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. All my praise for this I bring.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Now, oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Let me sing it. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood.
The blood of Jesus.